So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this Monday, December 9, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This segment brought to you by the extension of the special discount Tim Roberts Patriots Relief CBD products offered to us on Friday. Well, you guys took advantage of it. Many of you wanted to save 50% off plus free shipping. Tim just texted me during the show. He said, Randy, I'm going to extend it for your listeners for today. This will be Monday, December 9th. It'll repeat all day long on the Patriot Voice Radio Network, and it will rebroadcast tomorrow morning. So if you're listening tomorrow morning at, 6:36 a.m. until 9 a.m. tomorrow morning, 50% off all the products. Go to PatriotsRelief.com. Patriots is plural, relief.com, or give them a call, 877-230-1776. If you want to text me PR for Patriots Relief, I'll text you the information. 50% off plus free shipping. Greatly appreciate Tim doing that for our radio family. Folks, you have to understand that this week and next week in this lame duck session, I have a whole list of bills we're going to be talking about today. National Popular Vote Interstate Compact is number one on the list. I'm going to explain to you using a YouTube video. Robert Reich, R-E-I-C-H, the little midget man from Bill Clinton's administration. 1.1 million views a year ago. He updated it. He had a shorter video. This one's 5 minutes long. He had a shorter one, I believe it was 4 minutes long, about 5-6 years ago. That got 6 million views. This one was updated. Why was it updated? Because it includes Michigan, and I believe Wisconsin, in their numbers. Again, here's the numbers. Here's the math. Electoral College, 538 electors. To become president of the United States, you have to win the majority. 270 to 268. You add those up, it's 538. They do not want the electors voting for the president based on whether they won your state or not. They want it based on national popular vote. Every vote in America, winner takes all. If you win the national popular vote, you get our 15 electors. On January 20th, of 2029, this is what the Democrats want our electors to have to operate under. I'm going to play the video for you. I'm not going to stop it, although I'd love to stop it and opine, interject some comments. I'm not going to do it. And if you want this video, text me EC for Electoral College. Here we go.
Vote count more than yours? For 80% of Americans, that's exactly what's happening. Their vote for president isn't nearly as valuable as the vote of someone in a so-called swing state. Most of us live in states that have become so predictably Democratic or Republican that we're taken for granted by candidates. Presidential elections now turn on the dwindling number of swing states that could go either way, which gives voters in those states huge leverage. The 2020 election came down to just over 40,000 votes spread across just three swing states. 2016 came down to fewer than 80,000 votes, also across three states. In those elections, the national popular vote wasn't nearly that close. In fact, in the last five elections, the winners of the popular vote beat their opponents by an average of 5 million votes. The current state-by-state electoral college system of electing presidents is creating ever closer contests in an ever smaller number of closely divided states for elections that aren't really that close. Not only that, but these razor-thin swing state margins can invite post-election recounts, audits, and lawsuits, even attempted coups. A losing candidate might be able to overturn 40,000 votes with these techniques. Overturning 5 million would be nearly impossible. The current system presents a growing threat to the peaceful transition of power. It also strips us of our individual power. If you're a New York Republican or an Alabama Democrat, presidential candidates have little incentive to try and win your vote under the current system. They don't need broad popular support as much as a mobilized base in a handful of swing states. Campaigning to a smaller and more radical base is also leading to uglier, more divisive campaigns. And it's becoming more and more likely that candidates are elected president without winning the most votes nationwide. It's already happened twice this century. Now, abolishing the Electoral College should be the ultimate goal. But this requires a constitutional amendment, which is almost impossible to pull off because it would need a two-thirds vote by Congress, plus approval by three-quarters of all state legislatures. But in the meantime, there is an alternative, and it starts with getting our states to join the National Popular Vote Interstate Compact. Now, don't let that mouthful put you off. It could save our democracy. This compact will guarantee the presidency to the candidate who receives the most popular votes nationwide without a constitutional amendment. How does it work? The Constitution assigns each state a number of electors equal to its number of representatives and senators. As of now, the total number of electors is 538. So anyone who gets 270 or more of those Electoral College votes becomes president. Article 2 of the Constitution allows state legislatures to award their electors any way they want. So all that's needed is for states with a total of at least 270 electoral votes to agree to award all their electoral votes to the presidential candidate who wins the national popular vote. The movement to do this is already underway. 15 states and the District of Columbia have joined the compact, agreeing that once enough states join, all their electoral votes will go to the popular vote winner. Together, states in the compact have 195 electoral votes. So we just need a few more states with at least 75 electors to join the compact, and it's done. Popular vote laws have recently been introduced in Michigan and Minnesota, which, if passed, would bring the total to 220. Now, naturally, this plan will face legal challenges. There are a lot of powerful interests who stand to benefit by maintaining the current system. But if we keep up the fight and get enough states on board, America will never again elect a president who loses the national popular vote. No longer would 80% of us be effectively disenfranchised from presidential campaigns. And a handful of votes in swing states would no longer determine the winner. If you want to know more or get involved, click the link below to read about the National Popular Vote Interstate Compact. If your state is not already a member, I urge you to contact your state senators and reps to get your state on board.
You don't have to contact your state rep or state senators to get them on board. The slim majority, two seats in the House and the state Senate by the Democrats, are going to do it this week. this is going to be done this week. They're voting on it. And the fact that they're voting on it absolutely proves that they want the national popular vote in place for 2028. Why? It's going to be a repeat of 2020. They never thought in a million years that Donald Trump would defeat Kamala Harris on November 5th, just over a month ago. The man had been impeached twice in the House. The man had been convicted of felony charges in New York City. He's got other criminal cases pending. They didn't think the American people would vote for a convicted felon. They did not think the American people would vote for somebody who had all these cases filed against them for wrongdoing. They thought that the American people had become progressive enough that they would vote for the first woman of color to be president of the United States. Kamala Harris would be the first female woman president. They thought that narrative alone was going to be enough to defeat the convicted felon, Donald Trump. There's only one thing they underestimated: the power of the people. I watched Meet the Press yesterday. The woman who was the moderator for the debate, the presidential debate, she hosted the show. She had a sit down with Donald Trump. She asked him, "Will you now concede the 2020 election so we can move on?" And he said, "No." "Well, if you won't concede 2020, what do you have to say about your victory here in 2024? It wasn't rigged. It was a fair election. You won." Donald Trump looked right at the camera and said, "It was too big to rig." We're going to talk about that. Wrap it up. Final segment of our number one. We'll be right back.
Of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a SafeStep walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. Tom Walker and Petoskey. Yep. Thank you, all you Republicans that did not vote in 2022. That's looking backward. We have to look forward. We were very successful in getting out the vote November 5th of 2024. The victory was so big in Michigan, Detroit could not stuff enough printed ballots into the drop boxes to win. The writing was on the wall. As they started seeing states report their numbers, they didn't bother to save Kamala Harris in Michigan. Detroit did not do what they did in 2020. The coup of 2020 didn't happen because the numbers were in. She was going to lose. She was going to lose big. So guess what? Let Donald Trump have it. This will also get him to stop talking about election fraud. Mr. President, you can't talk about it anymore because you won. The NBC correspondent, Meet the Press, the woman said it to her last night or yesterday in the interview. Now that you won a November 5th, 2024, Electoral College huge victory, you even won the national popular vote. Mr. President, will you now concede the 2020 election to Joe Biden? You know what Donald Trump said? No. No, I'm not going to do it. Donald Trump has never called Joe Biden to congratulate him and to concede the race. He's never done it. He won't do it now, even after he won the national popular vote and the Electoral College vote, and it's going to get sworn in on January 20th. He's not going to do it. They made Kamala Harris a sacrificial lamb to be able to get Donald Trump to concede 2020 and to stop talking about election fraud. Why? Because 4 years from now, they're going to do it again. They're going to try. And the way they're going to do it, folks, is the national popular vote. I misspoke in the earlier segment. It wasn't Wisconsin, it was Minnesota. Wisconsin, I believe, has 16 Electoral College votes. Michigan has 15. Well, Minnesota only has 10. And in the video, it's not 225, which is what I said. It's 220. And the Michigan Democrats this week are passing our participation into the National Popular Vote Interstate Compact, and there's nothing the Republicans can do to stop it. Why? Because 1.7 million of you Republicans didn't bother to vote in 2022. Well, guess what? Hopefully, I have hammered that point home enough over the last 2 years and got you to get out and vote this year. That maybe, just maybe, God willing, this becomes a habit. And you do the same thing again in 2026. We elect a Republican governor. We take back the majority in the Senate. And then the Republicans do exactly what the Democrats did to us for the last 2 years. You ram your agenda through. And what is their agenda? Repeal every single thing the Democrats did. Every single thing, with the exception of two things. Right to work needs to be a constitutional amendment, just like abortion. We must put it on the ballot. We need a constitutional amendment making Michigan permanently a right to work state. So we don't have to ever go through this process ever again. The amount of money and effort that we put into passing right to work in 2011 and 2012 was huge. The Democrats repealed it with a simple two-seat majority in the House, the Senate, and a Democrat governor. With a stroke of a pen, hoof, we are forced to unionize state again. Of course, except for government workers and union public school teachers. They have right to work. The private sector doesn't. Put it on the ballot and let us vote for it. I believe the majority of people in the state of Michigan understands forced unionism is modern day slavery. Demanding, forcing people to be a member of a union and pay dues, where the union bosses then give those donations to Democrats to get their Democrat politicians elected. It's going to stop if we put it on the ballot and let the people vote on it. The other thing that needs to be on the ballot: charter schools in every county, funded with state taxpayer money. Competition in education. Top of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan.
Your current time is 10 o'clock.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning